the beauty of the earth, for the glory of...
All people, regardless of race, gender or income, have a moral right to a healthy, sustainable environment. This was the founding principle behind the decision by environmental campaigners to mark April the 22nd each year as Earth Day, in order to remind people of the importance of protecting the health of our planet. More than a billion people around the globe now participate in Earth Day activities, making it the largest secular civic event in the world. Founded in the US, Earth Day Network is an umbrella organization whose mission is to broaden and diversify the environmental movement worldwide, and it carries out education, public policy and activism campaigns to help achieve this goal. But it's not just secular organizations who are concerned about environmental degradation. Pope Benedict, who has been dubbed the Green Pope by a number of commentators, has spoken out frequently about the importance of protecting the Earth's environment. He has described the need to confront climate change as a moral obligation and points out that it is the world's poorest people who will suffer the most from the effects of this phenomenon. Kathleen Rogers is the president of Earth Day Network, and she spoke to me about the importance of this annual event and how the Catholic Church and lay people are getting involved.
Earth Day has been a major point of environmentalism since 1970. In the United States, when 20 million people came out on the streets in protest about environmental conditions in the U.S. That day spawned the modern environmental movement in the United States and was the impetus for most of our major environmental laws. And then in mid-1980s, the movement went worldwide, and it is now celebrated by a billion people worldwide in 180 countries.
With negotiations for a new global climate agreement coming up in December, what message are you seeking to send to people?
Well, this is the 40th year of Earth Day. We're launching a campaign worldwide called the Green Generation. And we hope that religious leaders, corporate leaders, and most important, the 6+ billion people that live on the Earth, will have the opportunity and the mechanisms for communicating to their governments that they deserve better than what we're experiencing now in the world, not just from climate change, but from other environmental issues as well. It has been 40 years, and you would think that we would be able to, with the scientific knowledge that we have, make great progress in solving these issues. But worldwide, it is a crisis of extraordinary proportion, and I'm hoping that Earth Day will spawn serious consideration by governments. They have a responsibility to protect the Earth and also the people on it.
You mentioned there the contribution of religious leaders. Pope Benedict, for instance, has been dubbed by some commentators the Green Pope because he's spoken out on environmental issues on a number of occasions. Can you talk to us a bit about how great a role the Pope and indeed other religious leaders can play in this field?
Well, I can tell you from the United States perspective and from the environmentalist perspective, it was an extraordinary moment in time when the Pope issued his statement last Christmas about climate change and its impacts on the poor and the responsibility of governments and corporations to act responsibly and find a solution. There are 60 million plus Catholics in the United States and over a billion Catholics worldwide. And so the leadership of the Pope on this issue is extraordinarily important. Even in our country, where secular leaders tend to be followed when they are displaying leadership qualities, the Pope's words have a profound effect on every person of every religion in this country. So he is our new green hero in the United States and increasingly worldwide. We would love him to be even more outspoken about it because we do think he has the leadership qualities among all people, and people look to him to find out what they should do and take their cues from him. He will have a huge effect on world leaders if he continues to make the wonderful statements and important statements he's making about solving climate change and taking care of the poor at the same time.
Looking, though, at the grassroots level, I know that the Catholic Church and indeed other Christian denominations usually mark Earth Day on the preceding Sunday, which has now become known as Earth Day Sunday. Can you tell us something about the initiatives that are being promoted both by the Catholic Church and other religious organizations that took place this year?
Yes, the Catholic Church has increasingly become involved in Earth Day Sunday, which was started by other Christian groups. And Earth Day Network and Catholic organizations have been working together to promote it at the individual parish level. And we have found an extraordinary interest and a commitment to reach out on Earth Day Sunday to parishioners about personal responsibility, about taking care of the earth from God's perspective, the importance of all of us joining together and protecting this maybe once-in-a-universe planet. And so it's very important. When you go to church on Sunday, you honestly do believe the person in front of you that's speaking, and that's particularly true in the Catholic Church. And in a way, it's a captive audience waiting to hear the words of the day. So Earth Day Sunday has become profoundly important, particularly when the priests are helping Catholics understand that they can take action not just in their personal lives, but also civically, getting involved in community grassroots efforts to clean up the community, but also taking a broader civic action and using that important group to contact their local representatives, their senators, their congressmen and congresswomen, to tell them that God created the earth, we need to protect it, and we have to rely on the legislators to do the job that they were intended to do.
And when it comes to the legislators, how optimistic are you that there will be real progress taken to, shall we say, promote renewable energy on a more widespread scale and to take the necessary measures also to stop emissions of greenhouse gases?
Well, it is very interesting, and again, back to the pressure that religious leaders can have on U.S. Congress, but also legislatures around the world. My personal experience is that when I walk into a member of Congress to their office, or when I walk into someone in the Obama White House, and I'm accompanied by a religious leader, I often note that the leaders never look in my direction, the members of Congress. They're much more interested in what the religious leaders have to say because they know how influential they are on the people that they represent. So it is really gratifying to go into an office and watch how our elected officials respond to religious leaders. So I'm hoping that if we go together, that the legislators will actually take some action in the United States this year. In other countries, it sort of varies from country to country. Some countries like Australia are way ahead of us. Other countries are only beginning to grapple with the outcome, even though they're not responsible for the causes. So I honestly believe that the religious leaders of the world, particularly the Pope, can have a profound impact over the next year, and actually shorter than a year, between now and Copenhagen, which is where the parties will convene, in terms of forcing leaders to grapple with the situation and develop a workable climate arrangement no later than December. And we hope that Earth Day next year, particularly Earth Day Sunday, will be focused globally on ratification of whatever comes out of Copenhagen. So it all sort of hangs together in a very precarious way, but we do know religious leaders can impact the outcome starting on Earth Day this year.
And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Do you think that in general, the general public are more green than the governments, because the governments obviously have to think about the cost of adopting or enforcing green legislation, whereas often the public are just thinking more of the ideological issue, the moral imperative?
Well, I think that's a really important question. And actually, one of the problems with governments is that they literally do not know how to figure out and internalize the costs of climate change or health issues or any other environmental issue. And so they look at the economic system without recognizing the costs associated with the problem. In the United States, for example, we are not looking at climate change. We look at it as a single issue, but we don't recognize that the toll on our country, both from a power perspective, from a natural resource perspective, from a fossil fuel perspective, all of those costs need to be aggregated, and then you will see that cleaning up climate change really is a drop in the bucket compared to the cost of maintaining the current system. I do think that people are embracing green for reasons beyond ideological sensibility. abilities. What I'm finding is that people believe that their world will be a better place, but they also recognize that their pocketbook will be stronger if they save money through energy costs.
You talked there about how people are often way ahead of their governments and are embracing green policies. But do you find, though, that sometimes people aren't always willing to modify their own lifestyles and make sacrifices in their own consumption? You know, like, for instance, not taking planes so often, like not jumping into their car to go down to the local store, and other examples like this.
Absolutely. And the person that I start with when I'm criticizing human behavior is myself. I'm a mom with some younger children. I don't live near public transportation. Children here in this country are pressured to buy things, I think, like no other country. And I'm certainly not perfect. So I understand how people who aren't immersed in the subject and life that I'm immersed in find it difficult to be as green as they possibly can.
Nonetheless, environmental protection is a moral issue, though, isn't it? Even if that may not be the most attractive way to present it to people.
Yes, it is the moral issue of our time. There are many moral issues that we grapple with every day in our personal lives and at the government and corporate level. But there's one that is turning into the largest crisis that the world has ever seen. And the problem is, the word seen is what is the issue. You cannot see in our daily lives what's happening with climate change. Yes, the forests of Canada are being eaten by southern bugs that we've never seen before. Yes, the ice shelves are melting. But what we haven't seen yet and what we're expecting are large human migrations. So the problem for us in the United States and worldwide is that unlike the pollution of the 70s where you couldn't see across the street in Los Angeles during rush hour, climate change is one of those unseen threats that takes absolute faith, that people need to take that leap of faith and say, yes, it is a moral issue. Even if I can't see it, I must believe it. So in that sense, it fits so much into a faith issue because there's so much about faith that we can't see but need to believe.
I was speaking there to Kathleen Rogers, president of Earth Day Network in the U.S.
What a wonderful world.